This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
On second down, Stafford sets, throws, caught, into the end zone. Nacoa, touchdown.
Third and goal. Theo Bennett in alignment in motion. He gets cut. Williams floats it the other way. It's caught for a touchdown. Colston Loveland.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jake, let it roll. Football. Conversation in our chat right now is very funny, but like absolutely unfortunately cannot be brought on the air. Oh, to what Femi just wrote. I mean, it's not even a question. That, can I say that? We probably shouldn't have this conversation.
No, do not.
I mean, it's obviously the money. Obviously, right?
Yeah. To me, it's obvious. Okay. The fact that it's a question.
So let's call it this. All right. You're single. It's like we're Femi and I are both married. You're single. Yeah. Woman of your dreams. Mm-hmm. Date with her or $50,000?
$50,000. Yeah. Just give me the money.
Pretty easily, right?
Yeah, I want the money. Just give me. I could go on vacation, do whatever 5, I want. You know, a date, easy. Yeah.
So what's the cutoff line here?
What's like the cutoff? Like 20 grand, probably. Like I'll take anything lower than 20 grand, I'm going on the date.
Tyler Morales is with us, our tactical director. Tyler, $5,000. Or the woman of your dreams on a date. What do you choose?
Well, if the woman of my dreams is a celebrity, I would think I'm taking the date because I can mortgage that maybe into more future earnings. That's what I would
say. So you'd have to get...
Long play.
Okay, so this is... there's a lot of funny things about this. So Tyler is implying that like he's important enough. So like on page 6 in the New York Post, it'd be like Tate McRae seen with Wagertainment creator Tyler Morales. With Wagertainer Tyler Morales.
It's like
at TGI Fridays in Times Square, Manhattan. The two enjoyed Diet Coats and mozzarella sticks. So 5,000, Tyler. So do you take the celebrity? Take the date.
I think I'd even take the date to 50,000, to be honest. If this is a celebrity, I think I'd even take it to 50,000.
He's saying that he's parlaying the date into multiple dates down the line to a future relationship, maybe a marriage.
Well, I don't think that's what he's saying. I think, though, Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong here. I think what you are insinuating here and what you're saying is, what you are hoping is that this date would raise your profile to the point that, like, other women would want to date you because you are on a date with this celebrity. Am I right or is Femi right?
No, I think Femi's right. Like, if I do like this person, now let's say we're dating multiple times and, like, I ended up just marrying this person.
But what a jump to conclusions that is.
But I'm taking a
He's
shot.
Betting on himself.
It's like a free bet. Like, I'm taking the free bet. And I'm parlaying. You know what?
Risk free bet. I mean, like, he sounds a little bit crazy, but I understand. I'm picking up what he's putting down.
Are you?
It is a risk-free bet. I mean, I guess it's now $50,000. That's a lot of money. So I guess you are risking something. But for $5,000,
Tyler, can I ask you? And this is going to sound insulting. It's not, because I'm in the same boat as Tyler. So if I'm insulting him, I'm like insulting myself. Are you capable of talking about anything that's not sports on a date?
I mean, don't worry. You're not the only person that's asked me this in my life. Yes, like, I am.
So yesterday, can I just say this? So yesterday, I don't know if it was on air or off air, Tyler, we were talking about the Kentucky team that was undefeated that lost to Wisconsin. Was that yesterday or 2 days ago? Whenever it was.
I think it was two days ago.
Might have been. Well, were you here when it happened or no?
I remember being here. We're talking about
it. It was 2 days ago. Yeah. Like, I remember I went on a date with a girl during that game. So the place that I've said this on the show before, there's a bar in Midtown Manhattan that's right by Madison Square Garden called Stout. Still there. And this is where, like, people go to pregame before, like, going to, like, a Knicks or Rangers game. And people go, like, after the game there, it's like, have a drink before they go home, right? So Stout, I think it's on, like, 34th in between 6th and 7th. It's right by Madison Square Garden. And it's a great sports bar. And I always used to go for two reasons. When I lived in Astoria, it was easy to get on the subway and take the subway, like, right to Queens. So it was, like, it was right there, the subway, for me to get home. And also, if the date sucked, it was an awesome sports bar and there were like 15 TVs on that I could watch games. And I remember going on a date with a girl, first date. I don't even remember who, it doesn't matter. And it was that Saturday night for Kentucky, Wisconsin. And I bet Wisconsin in the game, and I had Wisconsin in the SiriusXM bracket pool. And Bill, if you remember, I lost the pool to Steve Torrey when Duke beat Wisconsin in the title game. I had Wisconsin, he had Duke, which is a crushing loss for me in like a million different ways. And I remember, like, she was facing me and I was looking at her and the TVs were above her. And she basically watched me watch the game for like 2.5 hours.
Oh man.
So Tyler, like, I'm with you here. I'm not insulting you. Like, I'm like this also. Can you talk about something that's not sports?
Again, you're not the only person that's asked me that. I think if I were, like, let's say I would go on a date with somebody, I don't think I'd have a TV like in the building. I just couldn't, because my brain would train to, like, oh, let me check the score here. So if I were, when I would go on a date with somebody, we're not going to like a sports bar or anything. There cannot be a TV.
What would you want to talk about?
You know, like
let's roll play.
What topics does Tyler go to here? Yeah.
Let's role play here quickly. Jake is the woman. Tyler, start a conversation with Jake. Like, you guys are on a date together. We're role play. This is not what would actually happen. Okay.
All right. I'm ready. All right, Jake. So how was your day today? How was work?
You look really pale. Do you go outside ever?
No, my job requires me to work from 3 to 11 p.m., so I'm usually not outside much, especially during the winter, because it's really cold out and I'm not going to go outside. So enough about me. What do you do for work? Jake?
Jake?
I wage your turn. What about you?
So enough about me.
That's a great line.
It's very funny. So enough Enough about me is an all-time great line there. Enough about me. All right. Oh my God. All right, that was excellent. Jake, $10,000, $5,000, or the woman of your dreams on a date?
Anything less than $50,000, I'm going on the date. Millie Alcock hit my
really?
Line.
Who is that?
Yes, because she's going to play Supergirl in the upcoming Supergirl movie. She played Rhaenyra Targaryen in the first season of House of the Dragon. She's the best. I love her very much. Hit my line, please.
Wait, what's her name again?
What's Millie her name again? Alcock.
How old? Wait, hold on. How old was she? She was the Targaryen girl in the first season of House of the Dragon?
Yeah. And she's going to be Supergirl next year. I think she's 24, 25.
She's younger than that, no?
I believe 24, 25. Boom, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah,
April 11, range of outcomes.
According to the Google machine.
Wow. I thought she was like 13 when she was on that show.
Well,
she looked really young, no? All right, well, fair. They made her look young, so I guess they did their job. Yeah.
Kind of young.
That show got ruined for me when she's old now, and because she was a great actress.
Yeah, I never seen the show you guys are speaking of.
I guess we've reached the portion of the radio show where everyone has decided not to talk anymore. Which is, again, my favorite thing on this show is when no one talks. I love it. Audio medium, no one speaks. It's great. It's be like start a basketball game and everyone just stands there and the ball just sits in center court. It's awesome. All right, you bet on this third.
Five times before you shoot, you know?
Okay, let's try and roll through this as fast as we can. If the season ended today, .. Tyler also typed in our chat at 529.00. Did I seduce you, Jake? Enough about me. What do you do for work is a tremendous line. Okay. Let's do AFC first, Mike. Let's get the AFC graphic on the screen. All right. The Denver Broncos right now, if the season ended today, .. would be your number one overall seed. 2-7 matchup. Patriots, Texans, and Foxborough, Femi.
Mm.
Your thoughts on this matchup?
Oh, yeah. Based on how Houston has been playing, and I know New England's been off to a great start. Like, New England, I think, would be a favorite, but they're definitely not a 3-point favorite. This is, when I was thinking about this, I felt New England like 2.5 at the absolute most. I don't know what you think on this line, but yeah, I think this is Patriots favored, but never by 3, because I think everyone would bet Texans plus 3 if that were the line.
2.5, 15 in between. I would want to bet New England. I would want to bet New England minus 2.5.
You would? Okay.
I think so.
At 2.5, I don't think I'd bet the game. So I think 2.5 is definitely, like, I guess so 2.5, if you want to say 15, minus 120, but like 2.5 feels like the right number. Cause I think
my sense is 2.5 people would want to bet New England. 3 people would be interested in Houston is my guess. Ergo, my like in between number 2.5, 15.
2.5. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
That also feels like the Saturday early game, too, by the way.
No, not with the Patriots.
I think it is.
No way. Okay, hold on.
This is not the Tom Brady.
So these are the matchups.
The Drake May Patriots.
Now, keep in mind, Monday Night Football has to be a 4-5 game with the way the schedule breaks. Mm-hmm. So these are the matchups. Patriots, Texans, Jaguars, Bills, Steelers, Chargers, 4-5, Bucks, Seahawks, 4-5, mm-hmm. Eagles, Niners, Packers, Bears. It's either Bucks, Seahawks, or Jaguars, Bills is the Saturday early game. Yes.
They're not putting Josh Allen Saturday early. Josh Allen's not
absolutely
Saturday
could. Early. Well, then it's... No,
he's
then
the reigning MVP.
Then it's Bucks Seahawks. And your Monday night game is Steelers Chargers.
You think so? I think the Steelers get a little bit more respect than that. I feel like the Steelers...
The Patriots are not playing the early game on Saturday.
Why not? It's Drake May's first playoff game?
Exactly.
I mean... But they're the Patriots is like the Belichick Brady Patriots. This is Vrabel May. Like
still this is the not Patriots, Belichick Brady. But it's still the but Patriots. It's still the brand of the Patriots.
But it's like saying the Cowboys.
Like, well, it's not like the Roger Staubach Cowboys or the Aikman Cowboys. It doesn't matter.
That's
the Cowboys.
That's different. Cowboys are American. Is it? That's different. Yeah, they're America's team. This is still the Texans, by the way, who have made this their home. 4:30 Saturday.
Sure. Like when they're playing Justin Herbert and the Chargers or Joe Flacco and the Browns, then yes.
Isn't that what Drake May is?
No.
Herbert?
It's the Patriots. The Patriots are not the Chargers or the Joe Flacco Browns. They're not.
I don't know. I feel like that's Saturday 4:30. Texans Patriots.
Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if it's Jaguars Bills. But anyway. Okay. So that's Patriots. So you'd want to bet Houston +3. I'd want to lay 2.5 with New England. Yeah, Jaguars Bills and the 3-6 in Duval.
This might be spicy. I think it's Buffalo 4.5.
I think it's Buffalo over 3 as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, they almost closed like, +3 at home against Indy with Daniel Jones on one leg. It's not great. So yeah, I'd say like 4.5. Well, it's also Leonard Cohen's first game as a coach at playoff. It's tough.
I think it'd be 3.5.
I think I'd lay that.
Okay. I think 3.5 is I think I'd want to take 4 with Jacksonville.
Bills defense is bad, but I just
honestly,
I don't
you, think could, Jacksonville's you could talk me into Bills 3 minus 15. Bills defense sucks, dude.
It does, but it's still Josh Allen. Playing like the best. I mean, he would be the best player in the playoffs if this is the bracket. Laying 3. I would lay that all day long, like without hesitation, if it was 3.
Steelers, Chargers, in Pittsburgh.
I said Chargers 2.5 on the road in Pittsburgh. I think 3 would be a little bit much. I think people would bet 3. Tomlin, Steelers.
I think the Steelers would be favored.
Whoa! You think so?
Steelers 1.
Oh man, that's Chargers all day for me.
So these two teams play. What was the line when they played on Sunday night? Like Chargers 2.5?
Oh, that's right. They did play. Yeah, and it was. I think it was. Gosh, what week was that? I'd have to look up in the break to see what week that was. But man, I feel like Chargers are favored on the road.
Let's see. Steelers Chargers 2025. It was November 9th. The Chargers killed them in the game. That was like the Aaron Rodgers might be washed up game.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure that closed 2.5.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right, because I do remember that being a small point spread.
Stand by, I will have it for you in a second. I think it closed 3.
Yep, I'm seeing it right now. I see 3. So, yeah, there's 3.5s out there.
So maybe it's 1. Like maybe it's like Chargers 1. Chargers favored by a little bit.
Chargers short favorite on the road. Yeah.
I think I'd bet the Steelers.
I would. Herbert gets his first playoff win.
On the other side, we'll go through the NFC. Packers, Bears, Eagles, Niners, Bucks, Seahawks.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.